Blog Talk Radio.
This is Kevin Greenstein from the New York Sun. Glenn, just wanted to get your sense on Wade Redd and what he's going to add to the Rangers' blue line core, and what you're thinking moving forward with regard to the defense.
Well, he's an experienced defenseman. He's been an all-star twice in the league. He's, in our opinion, the best first passer in the game today. He moves the puck up exceptionally. He's somebody that we had targeted immediately. He was our number one guy in defense, you know, as well as Roosevelt. We wanted to get them both signed, and we did. And we're quite happy that we've got them. And we think that it's going to help move the puck to the forwards as well as anybody in the league today.
Yes, Ranger fans, we are free at last. Good evening and welcome to a special, or what I am calling a Saturday night special, pregame edition of Blue Shirt Banner Radio. We got the Rangers and Devils coming up in just about an hour and a half. We've got correspondents down at the Rock on scene. Eddie and Ricky O are going to be down there. Nick's going to be down there. They're all going to be calling in to tell us what's going on, get some reaction from the fans down there. And I woke up, for those of you that don't know, of course, I'm out here in Phoenix, and I woke up at about 10 after 7 our time this morning, which is, I guess, about 10 after 10, which is 10 after 10 New York time. And, out of sheer habit, the first thing I always do when I wake up is look at my BlackBerry. And my BlackBerry Messenger, we have a group that goes on. The guys on Blue Shirt Banner that write with me, Nick and Joe Fortunato and Dave Shapiro. And the first thing I see is the message from Dave that says something to the effect of best news of the year or something like that. And then I see Dave says it's already up on the site. And I'm like, uh-oh, what the hell's going on? And real quick, I scanned back through the messages, and I see that Wade Redden was announced that Wade Redden was being waived as of noon today. What a way to wake up, I'm telling you. Only being woken up getting sex would be better than that. So it was good morning. I felt like Bart Simpson. You guys ever see Bart Simpson when he gets up and he jumps out of bed and yells, "Good morning, world!" That's the way I felt this morning. Day got off to a great start. So good evening to all of you. And we've got a nice crowd already in the chat room. I appreciate you guys joining us on a Saturday night. I'm going to bring Rock in. You guys know Rock, 1193. He's going to sit in with me tonight. And I see Dave is already on hold. Dave Shapiro, I'm going to bring those guys in, and we'll talk in just a minute or two. And like I said, Eddie is down. Him and Ricky O are down amongst the crowd at the Rock, and Nick is headed down there as well, so they'll all be calling in. This should be a lot of fun. We promised you guys that when this happened that we'd come on the air that night, and we keep our promises here on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. So here we are. So hopefully we'll have some fun tonight. You guys want to call in and get your thoughts in. The number, as always, is 646-478-4692. I'm going to bring Rock in. Rock, yeah. Are you there? Rock? 631-974. Is that you, Rock?
I went to Rock to get everybody here to
what?
All right. He doesn't appear to be listening to me at the minute. So, Rock, hang on. I'll bring you back in a second there. I don't know. It sounds like you're in a bar or something. He's probably already half in the bag. But that's all right. It's a good night for that. Drink up, have a shot of whatever your favorite drink is, and toast the New York Rangers for doing the right thing and ridding this roster of a guy that just wasn't producing, wasn't helping the team. He's been a detriment for 2 years. And let me try and bring Rock in one more time. Rock, are you there? Hello? 631.
I had a great
All right. I don't know what is going on. So let's bring in Dave. Dave, are you there?
Jimmy, can you hear me?
Yeah, 516. That's you, Dave, right?
This is Rock. What's up, Jimmy? How are you?
Damn it. I had your, okay. I thought you were 631. All right. 631, whoever that is on hold, I'm trying to get put you on the line, and you're in the middle of a conversation. It sounds like you're out at a bar or something. So I'll check back in with you in a minute there. So, Rock, why don't you give us your initial thoughts when you heard? Where were you when you heard the news? That'll be the Rangers fan. That'll be our. You come along. You talk about where you were when you heard the big news. Where were you this morning?
It's like
the
Kennedy
heard...
assassination, right?
Yeah, I didn't want to compare.
I was at Home Depot when I got the news, and picking up some home repair supplies, and I got the news, and. I'm not at all surprised. I mean, I don't. If anyone's shocked that this has happened, you know, they're not following the Rangers at all.
Well, you know what, though? I don't think anybody's shocked, but I guarantee you everybody breathed a sigh of relief because, honestly, you've been a Ranger fan a long time. Would it have surprised you, really surprised you, if somehow they found a way and Wade Redden was in the opening night lineup? Would that have really shocked you?
Probably not. I mean, I think I was more leaning towards him going to Hartford. I think the only way I would assume he would have stayed with the team is if they were able to move Roosevelt. Other than that, I think it was a foregone conclusion that he was going to Hartford. I did think, and, you know, wishful thinking on my part, but I would like both of them gone, but I assumed that that Redden was destined for Hartford, so... but then again, I wouldn't be surprised, like I said, if they were able to move Roosevelt to bring in a center to kind of move that contract, then I could definitely see maybe Redden staying. But, you know, even so, I don't know what circumstance they'd be able to keep Redden on this roster unless you start deducting two and three guys. I guess if you deduct White, Gilroy, and Zuccarello, there's your $4 million that you need to get underneath the cap to start the season. But, you know, what kind of roster are you going to have already eliminating three guys that will probably help you a lot more than Redden would? So,
right.
Yeah.
And you know what? Since I kept grabbing the 631 number thinking that was you, you know what? I think that's my partner. Eddie, is that you? Hello? 631-974. Eddie, is that you? Hello.
Even though the builder of Facebook,
they might have called him by accident.
I'm just gonna hang up and hopefully I don't know if he so whoever I think that's Eddie's cell phone. Which he only brings out on special occasions. I haven't talked to him on his cell phone since the Fire Say the rally. In case you don't know, Eddie is Eddie's not a cell phone guy. So anyway, so let's get back to what we were talking about. And again, if you guys want to call in, we're taking calls 646-478-4692. Zach, we'll get to you in just a couple minutes, buddy. So it would have been, we had talked about this a couple weeks ago. It would have been very difficult to find a way to keep him on this roster, but it would not have surprised me. And it was a huge, huge sigh of relief. You know, just thank God they did the right thing. You know, they did what they had to do. And now they can move on. And now, you know, we can look forward to who's going to take his spot on the roster. And, you know, hopefully it'll be McDonough or another young guy that we can watch develop as the year goes along instead of just, you know, meandering along with mediocrity. At least we can start, you know, truly building this defense for the future and moving on.
No, you're definitely right. But it did take them to – that had to be against the wall for them to get to this point. I mean, there were times last year they probably should have sent them down to Hartford, and they kept on holding on and holding on and holding on. And you know, I mean, again, Tortorella has a horrible reputation as being a guy that, you know, that players don't like, but – I think he gave Redden the benefit of the doubt. He gave him one full season and said, listen, if he couldn't motivate him, you know what, then maybe nobody could at this point. So, you know, I don't think anybody's shocked. It's terrible. You know, you watch – I mean, I grew up watching Redden. I was actually at the Coliseum. He was an Islanders second pick overall. And I was actually at the game, his first game ever. And he showed glimpses. I mean, it was a rough game. Guys were fighting. It was crazy. And he held his own. And it just stinks that, you know, guys, some guys just go over the hill when they hit 30 years old, and they get old quick. And he was seen to be one of those guys. And he's going out to pasture with a pretty nice chunk of change, a nice retirement plan. So I don't feel sorry for him from that perspective. But, you know, you don't like to see anyone. I mean, we saw it with Graves. I mean, he hit a certain point in his life. He went through a lot of, you know, turmoil and a lot of disarray, and he went through he went down that hill also eventually. You go to that point maybe where you kind of fall off the cliff. But the right move for the Rangers to make, like I said, the backs needed to were against the wall. But, you know, I'm excited to see what the team's going to look like without him in the lineup. And I think we're going to have a decent season. I think we're definitely better than we were last year. Not having him in the lineup, we're already better.
Yeah, not having that hanging over everybody's head, I think they're better off. All right, we're going to give this another try. We're going to try this 631 number again. 631, is that Eddie? Is that you? Hello. 631-974, are you there? Jesus. Now they hung up on me. All right. Well, anyway, we'll keep trying it. But let's bring in let's get Zach on the line real quick. Zach, good evening. Welcome to Blue Shirt Banner Radio. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. So where were you when you heard the news?
Let's see. I was still in my room. Just got on my computer, went to Facebook, and I saw Bruce Cohen's Facebook status. He said, "Redden is waived. I'm about to come in my pants." And I was like, whoa,
oh, wow.
EMI.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess he was really excited. But I didn't believe him at first. So I'm looking around. I go on the TSN website, and I see report, Redden about to be waived by the Rangers. And I just started jumping up and down in excitement. It was like, oh, too good to be true. And just Thursday night when I was at the game, I was hanging with Bruce, and he said, there's no way the Rangers are going to waive Redden. He's going to be on the roster for opening night.
So it wouldn't have surprised you either to see him there?
No, I would have been surprised if he was going to be on the team to start the season. I'm glad he's been waived. I actually would be surprised if he goes to the Islanders, because you heard about Mark Streit. He got injured, and they're going to need a new defenseman.
Yeah, the Islanders need to figure out a way to get to the top floor. I don't even think they're there at this point. They can't get anybody to play them. I mean, the guy said it. He said it last week. A motor lodge. So I don't know. It's possible. I just can't see Redden going. I don't think he's going to be anywhere in the NHL this year. Because they're taking on not only this year, you're taking on three more years after this one. So I don't see him going anywhere. I don't see him playing in the NHL.
Now, if another NHL team picks him up, are they responsible for the full salary?
The rule is if they pick him up during this waiver process, they take the full salary. Otherwise, Redden can weigh out his options whether he's going to go to the Hartford or not. If he goes to Hartford and then he makes a deal with the team and some other team, he could be picked up on re-entry waivers. But in that case, whichever team picks him up will take half of his salary. So the Rangers would still be stuck with $3.25 million a year if he gets picked up on re-entry waivers, and nobody's going to pick him up.
I don't even know if he's worth $3 million at this point in his career. I mean, I guess he would. I mean, I don't know. I was shocked to see that he scored 5 goals in his 2 years with the Rangers. I never really looked at his stats and stared at them, but I was reading something and said he scored 5 goals in his 2 years with the Rangers, and he's just talking about a guy that just fell off. I mean, he's just, you know, he's just finished at this point. And, you know, it's sad, but I don't even know if he's worth reading. What does he do well at this point? He's not good defensively, and he's not good offensively. So how does he help your team?
Here's the thing about Redden and many other players. I don't like to look at the stats like everybody else does. I like to look at the style of playing. Sure, Redden did not put up great numbers as a defenseman. Sure, most of his seasons in the NHL, he did terrible. But his best season, and I've spoken to many fans about this and all different teams, they all agree with me. Redden's best season was when he was with Ottawa, when he was paired up with Zdeno Chara. sure Redden didn't put up the numbers, but he still played well in defense with Chara.
Yeah, that was
all about
season.
Who he plays with.
That was his best season.
You know what's funny? I was just looking at Rock, I know you saw this. I don't know if Zach did. Did you see the article from Ryan Lambert on Puck Daddy that said Wade Redden wasn't going anywhere?
No, I heard about it,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, when Puck Daddy, when Greg Wyshynski put up the story that that Redden was waived, one of the first comments was, wasn't it Puck Daddy that said whether or not you find the idea repulsive, Redden is going to be part of the Rangers blue line for the rest of his comical contract? You may as well start dealing with it now. And then Greg Wyshynski had to come back with, that was Ryan Lambert. I did not share that opinion.
Threw him right under the bus.
yeah, exactly. There's no...
Hey, listen, when you make those kind of predictions, you know what? It doesn't always work out for the best, but, you know, it's good he put himself out there.
Well, I think he just likes to get attention, you know what I mean? And he just kind of says things and lets the chips fall what they may, you know?
Adam Lambert?
I don't know. I can either confirm or deny that. So, anyway. All right. So, Zach, you were at the game the other night?
One hell of a game. Hockey was all officially ended for me.
Zach, what section did you sit in?
I was originally sitting at 404, which is by the broadcaster's booth. A friend of mine, Darcy, she's a ticket holder, and she got me a ticket for my birthday. And after the first period, I ventured my way down to 230, where Jackie, Jerry, and Bruce was. Bruce is there with his son.
Sorry.
So I was
I think everybody was moving down by the third period.
But let me tell you, when I was sitting up in 404, you know, you've got your fair share of Devil fans all over the place, and some of them are just either quiet or just annoying or whatever. There was this one girl sitting right in front of me who was the biggest bitch you ever met. You know, everybody boos or they mention the Devil's names, and I scream at Devil suck. It's a normal thing. This girl just turned around and was about ready to punch me in the face. She was trying to bash the Rangers so much, bash the Garden so much, saying, you know, all this shit, saying how the Devils are better. And everybody, I mean, everybody in that area just wanted to just throw her off the ledge. She was just annoying as hell. Her boyfriend was there, a Ranger fan, and he was backing all of us up. He was leaving her to hang.
Well, you see, there's his first mistake, okay? First, you know, beyond dating,
I agree.
Was she good looking?
Kind of.
Okay. Beyond dating a Devil fan, you don't bring her to the Garden to root for the opposing team, especially when it's the Devils. You don't do that. If you're a Met fan and you go into the Subway Series and your girlfriend's a Yankee fan, you let her get her own ticket. You don't take her to Citi Field to watch the Mets. You don't take it. If your girlfriend's an Eagle fan, you don't take her to Giant Stadium in an Eagles jersey. First of all, you're leaving her open to all kinds of ridicule and putting yourself in a position to, you know, where you're going to have a problem. Second of all, she says she can stand up for herself, so whatever. You don't bring the enemy into your house willingly.
This girl has no knowledge of hockey whatsoever. She was saying, yeah, we're the best because we have 3 cups. Well, get real. We have 4 cups. Sure, it's only 4. We deserve to have more. But still, we are actually better than the Devils.
You got to wait 85 years before you can make that. See how many they have at the end of 85 years, though.
Yeah, that's true. But how old is this girl? We have 4 cups, they have 3.
How old is this girl?
She's young,
early
old.
20s. So she's
early 20s, maybe?
She's only seen the prosperity of the Devils. She hasn't seen
Am I the only one that's having a real hard time hearing Rock? You're breaking up really bad.
Yeah, Rock, I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Sure.
Calling in over the internet or?
No, I'm actually on my cell phone. I got a headset for that. That way I can check things out online and.
Oh, gotcha.
Smoke at the same time.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Tell her to name you some people that played on the Devils.
before 1995, let's see if you can answer that question. And these Devil fans, you know, and I think there's something that they're worse than the Islander fans because they think that they own the metropolitan area when it comes to hockey. And I went to the Prudential Center about 2 years ago, and you know we weren't rowdy. We were just going and having a good time with the Rangers. We scored, we stood up, but there were some really rowdy fans there, and we almost came to blows on a few occasions. And you know the Devils make me laugh because. Their three cups still don't have the magnitude that the Rangers one cup has. So
I think it's the young Devil fans that are just a bunch of idiots.
I think the young ones, some of the old ones.
Well, I was talking to a guy in his 50s during the summer who was a Devil fan, and he seemed to be pretty knowledgeable about the sport, and he wasn't yelling at me or anything like that. And we actually had an intelligent conversation.
Most Devil fans over the age of 40 are ex-Ranger fans anyway. It's true. Where do you think they got their fan base from? They were Ranger fans that migrated to Jersey or you know, had been a Ranger fan for a long time and just got sick of waiting for a cup to come along. Most of them were – I mean, you don't wake up at the age of 40 and decide, oh, I'm going to start watching hockey and follow the Devils. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah. Most of them are converted Islander or Ranger fans. I'll even, Islander fans, you know. So, all right.
Zach,
what were your impressions of the game?
I was really impressed. I was impressed with, what was I impressed with? I was impressed with Boyle's goal. I was impressed with Frolov's goal. Biron standing on top of his game. So we got a solid backup there, so long as, he doesn't have to wait 2 to 3 weeks in between games. That's what Valiquette did. As a result, he was just way off. The young defense did pretty good. It was definitely a bit sloppy because the Devils were able to create some quick rushes and hence a few goals. But the Rangers are shooting the puck. Roosevelt shot the puck a few times. The Ranger fans, obviously, are all, you know, agitated, even though maybe a preseason game, they're still screaming, shoot the puck. But the Rangers were shooting the puck more. They were crashing the net, and I absolutely love that.
Yeah, I agree. They moved the puck really. I thought they moved the puck pretty well on Thursday night from what I saw.
Yeah. And Bugard, everybody's got their eye on Bugard. You know, that 10-minute misconduct, I understand why the refs called it, but they got to understand, this is Rangers Devils. They just got to let it go. They know that a fight is going to break out anyway, but it's not like Bugard is going to take the stick and just whack him across the face. Obviously, that's not going to happen, but giving him the 10-minute misconduct kind of upset fans. But he was skating around, just not as fast as we want him to be. So he was throwing his body around, Prust was throwing his body around, Dubinsky getting in on the action, and it was, I like the fast pace. I'm glad it's all back.
Well, yeah, it's got to. Let's see if it continues.
Well, yeah, let's hope it continues.
They had a fast pace the first 8 games of last season too.
Yeah, that is true.
But that was only
like one half of the Rangers' current squad. Tonight we're going to see Callahan and Avery involved. We're going to see Well, we're not going to see Red anymore, but we are going to see Gilroy.
Delzato.
We're going to see Delzato play tonight, yes. So we only got to see one half of the squad. Let's see how the second half goes. And then towards, like, the last 2 games of preseason, we're going to see most of them together. Everybody all has their eyes on the young guys. Dale Weiss, he was not as noticeable as I had hoped he would be. But he played an effective game.
So would you say that Weiss was the guy you were most disappointed in? Who did you feel played better than you expected, and who did you feel played worse than you expected?
Well, for starters, Roosevelt played a bit better than expected because he was shooting the puck.
Wow.
I mean, it was really hard for me to assess each player because I was just so wrapped around the fact that hockey has begun yet again. And I was there to enjoy a game. Like, I'm that usual fan that does the pop man sucks whistle and screaming my ass off all the time. So it was really hard for me to assess certain players. But I can tell you this much. Boyle has gotten better in his skating. So he's going to most likely earn a spot on the team. know, fourth line, if not one of the reserves. Frolov, it was pretty awesome. Fedotenko, kind of thing. Fedotenko didn't do anything wrong, but he didn't do anything that really stood out. And, oh, and your Eddie's favorite player, Kennedy. Kennedy, he didn't stand out like everybody wanted to. Some people might argue differently, but I felt he did not stand out as much as he could have, but he was effective. He was effective enough.
Well, he's getting another look tonight. If you want to, I'll run down the lineups real quick for anybody that hasn't seen it, but it's going to be Fedotenko, White, and Todd White, and Callahan, Sean Avery, Tim Kennedy, and Jeremy Williams, Dane Byers, Anisimov, and Grachev, Bugard, Chris Newbery, and Dale Weiss, and then your defensive pairings are Michael Delzato, Steve Eminger, Garnet Exelby, and Matt Gilroy, and Alexei Semenov and Pavel Valentenko. And the one guy that I didn't see anything out of the other night was Semenov. I was going to get to that.
I kind of think
he really needs to play a good game tonight just to make it on the roster for.
What do we
just
expect
to stay
out
on
of
this roster?
Do we expect him to be a defensive defenseman or an offensive defenseman?
He's a defensive defenseman.
What do we expect out of him specifically?
Yeah, he's a defensive defenseman. I think they just want him to be a guy they can go to as a seventh defenseman. You know, I don't think they're looking
for
him too
well. Last year, and he wanted it too.
Well, his wife didn't.
Yeah, well.
You know, at least that's the story,
yeah,
the way we heard it. So
he should get a new wife.
But I think he's a guy that really needs to stand out tonight to stay with this team for another couple of days. And then they come back tomorrow night and play in Detroit. So. And Henrik Lundqvist will be in goal tonight with Chad Johnson backing him up.
But Lundqvist is going to play the entire game, I believe.
You're right. The plan. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just reading that here. The plan is for Henrik Lundqvist to play all three periods. So,
I was surprised that Brodeur didn't play the entire game the other night.
No, I think they want to get a look at Chad Johnson. They want to, you know, they want to see what they have there. And he's still got to get more game experience. So I didn't have a problem with Johnson getting in there. Brodeur, as far as he goes, they know what they have in Martin Brodeur. I mean, really, what's the point of playing him all three periods in preseason? You know.
Yeah, true. But we only have three goalies left. Everybody knows what Johnson can offer, and we already know that he's going to be going to the minors. Lundqvist needs an entire game, unless his groin is bothering him, in which case I understand, pull him after two. But Lundqvist, I think you would have him play the entire game. I mean, ever since he assumed the starting role the season after the lockout, he's played two full games during the preseason.
Well, yeah, and then assuming, you know, they're not going to play, he won't play tomorrow night because they're coming, you know, back-to-back nights, and then he'll play, what do they have after tomorrow night? One more game at home
Detroit.
With Detroit, and then two against Ottawa, do I have that right?
You've got the first home and home against New Jersey, then the second home and home against Detroit, and then the last home and home against Ottawa.
Right, that's what I just said, isn't it?
So like that, yeah.
Did you just said it better? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Right.
All right. So yeah, Lundqvist will, you know, they'll probably play Biron and maybe Johnson gets some time tomorrow night. And then Lundqvist will play one of the games against Ottawa and then probably Biron and Johnson again in the last preseason game or one of the games against Ottawa. And then Johnson goes back to Hartford and that's it.
I was kind of hoping to see Jordan Parise play Thursday night against his brother Zach.
I don't know if Parisi was going to get a chance to play here. I don't think Tortorella wants anybody playing preseason games he doesn't think is going to have a shot at making the team.
No, we already knew that he wasn't going to make the team. We weren't sure if he was going to make it to Hartford.
Yeah, he may not. He may be fine. I don't know who the ECHL affiliate is for the Rangers. I know it was Charlotte Checkers. I don't know who it is now. I think they're sharing a team now with somebody, but he might want to land there because you figure it's going to be Chad Johnson and this guy, I think, Talbot. Gam Talbot?
Okay.
Yeah.
He's going to be another backup. So he might not even play at Hartford.
So who knows? You never know.
Yeah, you're right. They're sharing their ECHL affiliate, and but now I can't remember who it is and where.
Yeah, it's skipped my mind too. I could, you know, I was racking my brain before.
Because Charlotte's going to become the Canes AHL team, correct?
I believe so. I think you're right.
Yeah, I can't believe they're always switching this. Even the AHL, they're always switching. The Rochester Americans, I can't tell you how many affiliates they've had.
Rangers and Flyers are sharing the AHL.
I thought it was the
AHL.
Flyers. I wasn't 100% sure.
Oh, that's right. It's Neil Smith's team, the Greenville Road Warriors. That's right. I forgot about that.
Wow, the mighty
have fallen. Yeah, I guess. I don't know if he's got a part ownership of that team or whatever, but it is kind of strange how a guy that built a cup winner hasn't been able to get another job outside of that Islander debacle. What was he, the Islanders GM for, like, a month?
Yeah, I thought he was, like, senior scout.
I think he signed Brandon Whitten. I think then they fired him. I think that was the only move. I think that's the only move Smith made. He signed Brandon Whitten, and then now he got canned right after that.
You make it sound like that signing was the worst. I mean, we've experienced worse. I mean, take Redden for example.
Oh, I know. I'm just messing around. Oh, please.
Yeah. So, all right, Zach. Listen, we're going to take some other calls. I appreciate you checking in, and we'll talk to you Tuesday night on the big show. We're on Tuesday night instead of Wednesday since the Rangers have a game. We'll be on Tuesday at 8 o'clock.
Sounds delightful. Let me know about the home opener against the Sabres if we're going to have a show or not.
Okay, we'll do.
All right, Zach. Talk to you later.
Take it easy, Zach. All right, we got a call on the line here, 347-441. You're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this? Hello? 347. 347-441. Who's this?
That's a Queens area code.
Oh, they hung up. All right.
Oh,
well,
wow.
You guys want to call in the number 646-478-4692. Still waiting on Eddie's supposed to be calling in. Ricky should be calling in. And hopefully Nick checking in with us before game time. We got about 55 minutes to go before the Rangers take on the Devils out at the Pebble in Newark. If you guys are around, we'll have the live open thread going on Blue Shirt Banner. We talk during the game and just kind of chat. And it's usually pretty fun with a lot of nonsense in there. But anyway, yeah, Wazili just said, the phones are rocking tonight. Yeah, they sure are. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, if you want to get in, 646-478-4692. I'll tell you, I'm looking for, you know, Gilroy, he's another guy I think needs to put up a strong showing tonight. Because I think he's on notice as well. I hate to say it, but
I couldn't agree with you more, Jimmy. I mean, last season, he had a great preseason, and we always fall in love with these guys during the preseason. And, you know, that's why this preseason with the young guys, I'm kind of taking a little easy. Like I said, I was impressed with Stefan and McDonough, and everybody looked very good the other night. It was a very fast-paced game, but we've experienced that with Gilroy. And, you know, he said he's gotten bigger, said he's gotten faster than what Leslie said the other night, that he wasn't impressive in the in any of the scrimmages or, you know, any of the prospects. I don't know if he was at the prospects. Maybe she's talking about the scrimmages, that he wasn't very impressive. So, you know, you're making a good, nice chunk of change, and if he has options to go down to Hartford, there's a very distinct possibility that he might end up there.
Yeah, I agree, unfortunately. You know, looking at the line, why is Chris Newbery in the lineup tonight?
I have no idea. You know what it is? I think, I mean, I could be wrong. I just read a Nick Kiprios said on a blog, he said 48 guys were put on waivers, and, you know, we know who the headliners are. And not only is Redden one of them, Nylander and Cristobal Huwe are on that list. But I think they're trying to hide guys from waivers, and I don't really know who would pick him up. But I think he has to go through waivers. This guy Jeremy Williams, I don't really know anything about him. He has to go through waivers. You know, Sauer has to go through waivers. So I don't know. Maybe they want to be 100% sure that there's no way that these guys are going to crack the lineup before they send them down. Before there's a distinct chance that they could be claimed off waivers.
I don't know.
That's the only thing I can think of.
I mean, this is you look at this lineup tonight. This is a quintessential preseason lineup. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a there's quite a few guys here that, well, maybe not quite a few, but at least three or four guys that I'm looking at just thinking, man, I just don't see these guys making the team this year. All right, we're going to try this again. 347-441, you're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello? 347, you're on the air. They hung up again. What the hell is going on with the phones? Is it, I don't know who that is, but anyway. Yeah, Victor Cruz was in the Giants, was the Giants preseason MVP, and he made the team, Joe Micheletti, Jolton Joe, arguing with him. But it's just a weird, it's a strange lineup, that's all. There's guys that, you know, Stepan, and, you know, guys that we want to see in the lineup, and it's just strange that they're not there, so that's all. So I don't know what's going on with the phones tonight, why everybody's hanging up or we're losing calls and people calling me from their pants pocket or whatever. But anyway, 646-478-4692 is the number if you guys want to get in. Give us your thoughts on the Wade Redden move that was made today, or if you guys want to talk about tonight's lineup, or want to talk about the game from the other night. I don't know where is Newman. Zach is asking about John Newman. John Newman doesn't appear to be here this evening. So unlike him to miss a show. Mario says everybody's at Wade's goodbye party. All right. So since we're talking about Wade Redden, I saw a lot of people making comments between Twitter and Blue Shirt Banner and Facebook that they feel bad for Wade Redden. That this has happened. That they're glad it's happened, but they kind of feel bad for him. He just had a baby. And my response to that was, you know, in today's economy, unfortunately, a lot of people lose their jobs after they have children. But 99% of those people don't have a $6 million salary that they get to retain when they lose that job. Wade Redden, you know, horribly underachieved for this team. And from every account we heard, he was a pain in the ass in the locker room. So, you know, I wish him nothing but the best. I hope he goes to Hartford and leads all defensemen in scoring. But I don't feel sorry for him. Not at all.
Yeah, I after I said it, I know Joe wrote that.
You're breaking up again.
Oh, sorry. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to put the dog outside. So.
No problem. Oh, you're breaking up really bad. And now you're gone. We completely lost Rock. All right, well, Rock, just call back in whenever you're ready, if you get the dog let out. So anyway, we got Eddie and Ricky O. We're supposed to be calling in. Nick said he'd be calling in. Heading out to the game tonight down in the down at the Pebble in Newark, as we call it here on the show. And they'll give us their thoughts. I know there's a lot of Ranger fans will be at the game tonight. I saw on Facebook a lot of people were saying that they were going to the game. So it should be interesting to see the mood of people. It's too bad the game's not at the Garden tonight, because I think the crowd would be rather interesting. That the mood would be pretty lively. So it should be, but you know, there was always a good turnout there for Ranger fans. Rock, are you back?
Yes, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's all right. No problem. No problem.
I felt more better in the house than outside the house, which is very strange. So
I have just the opposite problem. My phone barely works in my house. But the minute I get outside, it's fine. It's like my house is like, it's like I'm sealed in graphite or something.
Yeah, it's funny, right? But you were saying I was saying about Redden. I said I feel bad for the guy, because you know what? Only for the fact that not for his checkbook or his bank account, so I feel sorry for him. But you know, you play a game you love, and I play hockey. So I mean, I'm creeping into I'm 30. I'm creeping into that age where your body starts to break down, and you go, that's not for lack of effort. And I know a lot of people felt that Redden didn't try and he didn't play hard. Sometimes you just lose it. You just don't have it anymore. And you can't find it. You can't get it back. And you just kind of stuck in this purgatory where you're not getting any better and you just keep getting worse. And I don't know. I mean, from that perspective, I felt sorry for him. However, I do not feel sorry for a man that's walking away with still another 4 years left on a contract where he's going to be making, you know, $6.5 million a year. So from that end, I don't feel sorry for him. The way I feel sorry for him, like I said, is as a person who plays hockey, and I love the game, but I can definitely see the difference in my play from when I was 25 opposed to when I'm 30. So I can definitely see how you can deteriorate as you get older, and your play can kind of suffer from it. But, hey, listen, c'est la vie, you know, he'll move on. He'll find something else to do, and that's it.
And, you know, well, Tortorella said it had nothing to do with his effort. It had nothing to do with his preparation. He's a good man. He said we have some tryouts that we want to continue to look at. We have some kids coming. And based on that, they're going to evaluate from day one, not just the exhibition games, but also the scrimmage games and through camp. And they just felt they needed to move in a different direction. With five games left in the preseason, we're looking at other people in this position. So it had nothing to do with effort. We just feel that we have some other people that are ready to move into that spot. You know, this, I mean, let's face it, you know, the Rangers pretty much knew in, I mean, you got to figure that they knew back in April that Wade Redden was not going to be a part of this team. I mean, he wasn't on the ice for some of the preseason scrimmages. He wasn't in the lineup for the first game. And you know, they waited until after the first game to make this move. So, you know, I mean, they knew all along that he wasn't going to be a part of this team. And, you know, I think a lot of that is just, you know, trying to say the right things. But, you know, they knew all along he wasn't going to be a part of this team anymore.
Yeah, and like they said, I mean, he wasn't surprised. He said he saw the writing on the wall. I mean, he wasn't shocked. So they did what they had to do. They were diplomatic about it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was inevitable. So, you know, like I said, like we said, we'll move on, he'll move on, we'll move on, and I think addition by subtraction, I think the team is already better. So, I don't know how you feel about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would agree. Just from the simple, I just don't think that his play was detrimental most nights of the season, and I think, you know, just being able to move on from that and get the elephant out of the room and don't have to worry about it anymore and, you know, just being able to start looking ahead and know that, you know, they don't have this albatross hanging around their neck and this guy taking up a roster spot who's an obvious decline for another 3 or 4 years, you know, it's a reawakening, so to speak.
Yeah, let's just hope that, you know, that they make the right decisions, and let's just hope that they learn from their mistakes. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, coming out of the lockout, the fans really didn't have any optimism. I know I didn't. And they were smart, not signing the big guy. I think they signed the wrong guys to the wrong contracts. I mean, you know, maybe it would have been better. I mean, we were all laughing when Boston signed Chara, that monstrous contract. And you know what? We probably would have been better off with Chara than when we were with Redden. But he threw money at the wrong time at the wrong people. And he passed up on a lot of guys, you know, throughout the off seasons. And I think a lot of it had to do with Jagr and whatnot. But I just hope they learned from this mistake. I hope that that this was a learning experience, that you can't throw money at a guy, especially, I mean, I don't know what Sather thinks, that he can resurrect everyone's career. I mean, it hasn't worked yet. I mean, the only guy that he seemed to have resurrected his career was Roosevelt, who had an injury-plagued career with Pittsburgh before he came to the Rangers. And he always feels like he can resurrect these guys in New York. I mean, this is not the place where you want to have a reclamation project. It very rarely works here. It very rarely works. And Redden was coming off a down year where, you know, Chara wasn't there. Ottawa had a horrible season. And he threw a boatload of money, and I read somewhere that Scott Housen from the Columbus Blue Jackets actually offered Redden the same term and the same money, and he chose to come to New York because they had a better chance to win.
Yeah,
wouldn't that have been you know, ironic?
Rock, you're a regular listener to this show, and I know you are. We have a surprise on the phone here, just calling in this, I hope he's there. I hope this worked. Calling in from the United Kingdom. It's the one and only Chris. Chris, are you there?
Oh, wow.
I'm there, Jim.
How are you? Finally, welcome to the show.
I expected to be on hold for like 10 minutes, not to come straight on.
Well, see what happened, you know, you called me on Skype. So when the thing pops up that, you know, Chris Smith is trying to call in, I don't have the option of putting you on hold like somebody that calls right into the switchboard. I either have to answer the call or it's just going to, you know, disconnect you. So I connected you and brought you right on. Welcome to the
program.
Thank you
very much.
Chris, it is a pleasure to finally talk to you. We've never actually spoken, despite, you know, we swap emails almost every day. So it's a pleasure. What time is it there? Is it, what is it, about 2 o'clock in the morning?
No, it's not that late. It's 20 past 11.
Oh, you're 8, okay,
oh, wow.
You're 8 hours ahead. Okay.
Yeah.
So 20 after 11, and you sent me an email this afternoon as soon as you heard the news.
Oh, it's great.
Where were you when you heard the news? This will be the best answer we'll get of the night, because I don't think anybody could top wherever you were in the United Kingdom.
I reluctantly have to say I was sat at my desk in work. I had to go in and do some bits and bobs on the weekend, and it came up on my Twitter that Reading's been waived. Couldn't believe it. I was so happy. I was so happy that I actually stopped what I was doing with work and shut my computer down and just went out.
Wow.
Started yelling and screaming at your desk, and nobody had any idea why.
No, well, they don't care about ice hockey. It's only me in this country that really cares about ice hockey, and especially the Rangers. So all my friends call it dancing on ice, so they ain't got a clue.
Now, Chris, I've told you before about, and you've heard us talk about the chat room that goes on during the show. And I don't know if you're watching the chat room, but they're all going crazy that you're here. But they also want to know what bips and bops mean.
Bits and bobs is just general work crap, you know, like the things you got to do, mundane stuff that no one else will do. So I know that they're ripping it out of me and my English accent, but you
know, not at all.
The hell?
No, not at all. They're all very happy you're here. They always enjoy hearing you. They're being really cool. They're excited to hear from you. This is pretty cool.
It's very difficult to record a message and then send it through to you. You know, it's hard work, but you know. It's good fun.
So it's 11. It's 20 after 11 on a Saturday night in England, and
yeah.
you're at home calling me. Why aren't you out celebrating?
I've just been kicked out of the pub. So I have had about five celebratory pints. I told my friends they didn't have a clue what I was saying, but I just said I'm happy. So let's just join in. Let's just all have a drink.
Now, have you been able to convince any of your friends there to sit and watch a game with you? Have you turned any of them on to hockey?
One of my friends did start playing hockey game with me and watched a couple of games. He was always the New Jersey Devils, just to wind me up. Yeah, exactly. But I haven't seen him for a while. But no, the only person that's really interested other than me is my girlfriend. Because she gets trips to New York, so that's why.
So she just likes the Rangers to support you, and because occasionally she gets to go shopping in New York.
Exactly. She didn't like ice hockey before she met me, but since we came to see the Rangers play back in 2009 last year, she loved every game. It was brilliant. She does ask, but. Apart from you guys, it's just me on my own.
Now, they're also asking, they want to know in the chat room, how you get to watch the Rangers.
I've got ESPN America on our cable package over here.
So ESPN shows hockey in the United Kingdom, but not in America.
Wow. They show baseball over here, but I cancelled my subscription between like April of the playoffs when we went out till now, and I've reactivated it, which they've been very kind about. But I watch it on ESPN America, so I get to see the Ranger games on that. They do play the Rangers quite a lot as well. Apart from that, it's just the internet, the Rangers on demand, and Blue Ship Banner.
Good answer, and listening to our show. Let me tell you,
Chris,
I know I've said this before, but I'm going to tell you this since you're here with us and you can hear me say it live. You are undoubtedly one of our most loyal listeners because I know that you download the show the next morning and you listen to it on your way to work and then on your way home, and then you always email me to let me know what you thought of the show. And I really do appreciate it, and I know Eddie does as well. And
you
it's
guys
great
do a great job.
It. And I think I'm going to try this again. We have that sixth. We have this number online. This might be Eddie. Hold on a second. Stay with us here. Okay. All right, 631-974. You're on Blue Ship Banner Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Costa.
Oh, Costa the crazy Greek.
Yeah.
Welcome to the program.
I'm not going to be nice.
When
Redden,
are you ever nice?
Redden, you suck. Get off my phone. Shut up. Go to the A. Count your millions and bang your wife. Okay?
I agree.
That's all I got to say about that.
All right, so it was you that I kept picking up on, and you weren't there.
Well, I was there, but I was eating. I was out to dinner. I wanted to listen to the show because I knew we were going to talk about Wade Redden getting the boot, and you know, and I wanted to listen, but I didn't realize I had to talk while I was listening. So.
Oh, I didn't. You should. Oh, okay, I didn't know you were just on hold to listen to the show. You should have.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
I would have just left you there. So I apologize for hanging up on you.
No, I didn't know either. So it's really nobody's fault. Nobody knew. So don't worry about it.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for your unique take on things as always.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right. We'll talk to you later. All right, that was the incomparable cost of the crazy Greek. I was hoping that Eddie would call in while we have you, Chris, because I know he'd be ecstatic to hear that you're on the line with us. So are you in a hurry? You got a little time? You hang out with us for a few minutes?
Yeah, no, I got some time. Okay.
Good. Now, are they showing the preseason games there on ESPN America, or are you just watching on the internet?
No, they won't show any preseason games, not on ESPN, but I will stay up tonight and try and find a dodgy link that I can watch the game from.
What you call dodgy, we call illegal.
Yes. Dodgy, illegal, all the same. But I it's been so long not watching hockey. It's, for me, it's been too long, and any chance to watch a Ranger game, because I don't get to see them much. I only get to see what ESPN American show, and then apart from the highlights, I loved that Frolov goal the other night on Brodeur. That was brilliant.
Yeah, that was a nice goal.
Oh God!
It was funny if you go back and watch a few. If you go like on YouTube and watch Frolov highlight videos, that's kind of that's almost like his patent move there. You know, he's got a couple of highlight goals just like that.
Yeah.
And. You didn't hear this from me, but the chat room recommended you check out Justin.tv.
What? It's already a bookmark. I've already got it.
Oh, okay. You're all over it. I'm telling you,
can't put
nothing past you Brits, man.
I tell you what, right? I don't start work until 8:30 in the morning, but because of traffic and everything, and I get into work at 10 to 8 in the morning, and I spend 40 minutes just looking at the ice hockey, the Rangers website, your website, watching the highlights. I spend 40 minutes doing that. I get the crap ripped out of me from my workmates, but I just don't care. They just don't understand.
Way to be productive.
Yeah. And at lunchtimes. And remember I emailed you a few weeks ago. I got the 100 Ranger Great Books as well here in front of me.
Oh, awesome. It's a great book.
It's a great book.
And I'm sure you've heard, because you listen to our older shows, you've heard Russ and Adam have been on the show, and we had John Halligan on the show.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
They're all fantastic. All right, let's bring in, we've got, let's see, maybe this is Eddie. Let's see. 631-413, you're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here live from the Pebble.
Eddie. Eddie, do you hear who's on the phone with us?
No, I have no idea. It's
joining us via Skype, we have Chris from the UK.
Chris from the United Kingdom. I believe that's England, the last time I checked. Right now, I'm surrounded by a throng of Devil Dog fans who have already started attacking me because I've made fun of their city.
So
we're in downtown Newark, and it's low tide.
Now, Chris, I don't know how familiar you are with Newark, New Jersey, but it's a dump. It's an absolute dump.
Yeah, I flew into the airport when I came to New York. We flew into Newark, and we got a monorail train to the next station, and I saw rats swimming in the water under a car park. And I was just like, yeah, this is New Jersey. Let's get the hell out of here. Let's get across to New York. What a dump.
Now, Eddie, are you wearing Kevlar?
Am I wearing what?
Are you wearing Kevlar? Are you wearing a bulletproof vest? Or should we be?
I am incognito. I am not wearing any Ranger paraphernalia as of yet. I am here with a good friend of the show, Ricky O. DeGoon.
Yeah, he's also on hold.
A Team Canada jersey. He's picking our tickets up. We're courtesy of an actual New Jersey Devil, David Clarkson. So hope he's oh, my God. Somebody got a Brent Gilchrist jersey. Come on. I want to see when the goon gets back here. I'm going to see if I can get some Ranger fans and a Ranger with a Kovalev fan with a Kovalev jersey. But anyway, I'm going to try to see if I can get some red and purple. I'm going to saunter off as much as a big man can. I'm going to ask these gentlemen. I'm on an internet radio show about the Rangers, and we're live on the air right now.
All
right. I would love to get your take on Wade Redden finally getting set down in the minors. What's your name, Ferdinand?
Mike.
All right, I'll put Mike on the phone. He's going to tell you what he thinks about Wade Redden.
Yeah.
No, don't worry. It's internet. You can curse. You can do anything you want.
All right,
here we go. Here's Mike.
Hey, Mike, welcome to the program. Hi, Mike. We've kind of been as we talked to Ranger fans tonight, we've kind of been asking them, where were they when they heard the news? So where were you when you heard the news that Wade Redden was waived?
Well, when I heard the news, I was actually on the way to my radio show, internet radio show, on Twitter, and I saw it on my phone, and I was so relieved that bum finally went down to the waivers. But they should have done it last season. It would have saved us a lot of pain. And money.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's about time Glenn Saylor did one right move besides Gabbert. And I think this is the second good move he did in 20 years. So, to be honest with you.
What's your internet radio show?
It's actually called Raw Radio. It's like Howard Stern, but 10 times worse. RawRadioOnline.com.
Okay. We'll give you a plug. RawRadio.com. Check them out.
So, and that's it about Wade Redden. I mean, Rangers looked good last night, so hopefully we'll have a good season.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Mike.
No problem.
To hear from you.
There goes Mike from Raw Radio. He's the new Howard Stern, it looks like. I hope so. Internet radio. But now, is this the Gilchrist family? What is going on here? I see a lot of Gilchrist jerseys here. We're live on internet radio.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to get you crazy here, but it's a Ranger broadcast.
Yeah.
I know. But I've seen these Gilchrist jerseys. Are you guys related?
Yeah, husband or wife.
Oh, okay, so your name is Gilchrist. I thought it was like Brent Gilchrist.
Oh, no, I never played it.
Oh, I don't know.
We were the ones who won the cup. We were wearing New Jersey.
Oh, so what was that, 30 years ago?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
2003.
Now, three more than the Rangers. That's good. Everybody, you guys.
Now, ask them how long they've been Colorado Rocky fans.
My co-host wants to know, how long have you been Colorado Rocky fans?
Yeah.
They got that one. One gentleman goes back to the Kansas City Scouts era. So I gotta hand it to these elephants. They're quick-witted. They're good with a comeback, and I like that.
Yeah.
However, I think they're the minority. Most of these bozos look. I'm getting booed out of the area. All right. The people at the Pebble, very irate towards Raider fans. I got to say, jealousy.
Yeah. Rodor got schooled last
night. Martha was completely blown away by Froloff, and a little bitter about that, frankly, Jim. And here comes the goon live. The goon, have we been thrown out yet?
Not yet.
I want you to meet the Gilchrist family over there. I already interviewed them.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I was thinking actually ask them if they've done anything since post lockout with Lou. But so what's the story, Zaguna? How about give your first impressions of this?
This is the biggest crowd they're gonna have all year.
Because there's Ranger fans here all over you. That's why.
I have Ricky on hold. So let me put. I'll bring Ricky on too.
Ricky,
tell Ricky I'm gonna bring him on.
You on hold with him?
No.
No. Ricky says he's not on hold with you.
Oh, that's not Ricky's number. You know what? That's Robbie. I'll bring Robbie on in just a minute.
Let's talk to ask this lady.
You got twins right here. Look.
Wow. We got a Ranger and a Zella fan. The kids are twins.
Did he make you wear that hat, or did your brother?
And then we're live on the radio, guys. That's why we're now husband and wife,
quiet,
I assume.
Broadcast.
Okay. Who is the Ranger fan? Who is the Devil fan? Who, sort it out for me.
Not a hockey fan. They picked him on their own.
Wow.
That's a good taste.
Yes. The one kid with the Ranger jersey has very good taste. The goon.
He's right here, guys. These guys want to get on. They were inside.
Okay. Now, we got some more Ranger fans outside here live. Wade Redden's been sat down. What's your name? And can you talk to my co-host, Jim, about what you think about Wade Redden being sat down?
Hey, my name is Carl, and I think it's Christmas that we got rid of Redden. It's Christmas came earlier for the Rangers.
Hi, Carl. You're on Blue Shirt Band of Radio. Welcome to the show, and yes, it is like Christmas.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air, Eddie.
Wow, that was short and sweet. I found out we were in Section 12. Thank you so much, sir. And
Wait a minute.
We got Kristen. Where are you from, Kristen? Eddie, yeah. Wait, you know me from Eddie Mouse, guys?
Yeah.
Hold on. You
Jackie's friend.
Oh, Jackie Lamba's friend is here, Jim. And we got a winner of a
Stole jersey for Recognize the Mouse.
Wow, Kristen has just won a Mark Stole jersey.
Very nice.
Wow. Wow. See, this is what happens when you are.
There you go. We got another lucky one. We got to get the camera. I'll get a picture. Hold
okay,
on.
Hold on.
Oh, you can swear
in
the air.
I'll put a Christian on in a second. I got to take a picture here. Yeah. I'm multitasking for the first time. I shut my camera off. Shows you how good I am multitasking. Jackie Lamba's friend, Christian. I got it. Okay.
Now,
right, Christian.
Kristen's not a Blackhawks fan,
Jim.
Too, is she? Oh, okay.
Oh, you're not a Blackhawks fan like Jackie is. You got to stop with that Blackhawks fan.
All
right, here's Kristen.
Oh, no, we got giveaways. Come on over here.
You hit the goon working the crowd in the back?
Yeah. All right, I love it.
You go on the air live with the mouth and Jimmy, and you win your choice.
Really bad prizes. All right, Kristen. Here we go. Kristen's going to tell you about what sticks to Wade Redden.
All right. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Kristen. Welcome to Blue Shirt Band of Radio. You're on with Jim, and we've got John and Chris from the UK has called in.
He's done.
Welcome to the program.
All right,
you got to
stick around.
I actually can't hear you. People are so loud over here speaking over here, especially Eddie. Big mouth, so I'm just kidding. I'm very, very happy about Redden's waivers. Now we can fit a whole bunch of the young talent coming in and make the calorie sap, you know, the get the calorie. Oh, my God. These people are, like, talking. I can't even talk. Sorry. I've never been on radio before. And
how many beers
have
you had?
I'm not good at public speaking. I'm good at teaching, but I'm not good at public speaking. Does that make sense?
You're doing fine.
But no, I'm very...
You're doing fine.
What?
You're doing fine.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. Actually, I was sleeping, but I heard the news about it, and I was like, oh, my God, that's, like, missing... New Year's Eve, you know, the clock turning. But they told me about the news, and like I said, I'm very excited about it, getting him off, you know, a salary. And hopefully, I don't know who's going to pick him up or if he's going to go down to Hartford or whatever, but that's just like, you know, getting rid of Brashear. So another useless talent on off the team. So that's all I've got to say.
Okay, and Kristen, I just want to tell you that Zach says hi.
Hey, Zach, what's up?
Hey, Zach, what's up?
Zach
is a loyal, he is a loyal listener of our show as well. He was on a little while
ago. Yes, I just joined. Yeah, maybe it took forever right now, but I do follow, but I just joined on there. So I'm noticing Henrik Kristen on there. I was on there the other night. Yeah, Leslie.
Yeah, I remember you were in the other. You were in the chat room the other night.
Yeah.
All right, Kristen, we'll join
you. I'll be out to join you guys.
All right, well, thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you very much. Go Rangers. Hey, Daddy. Hey, Daddy.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kristen. And Jim, as if the excitement gets any more, one of your blue shirt banner riders is here. Oh, wow.
Nick. Is it Nick?
Nick is there, yes.
Right.
Would you like to speak with him live? We got a line now forming, probably about 250, 300 people. It's crazy, the amount of people. Here's Nick, Jimmy.
Hello?
Nick, welcome
What's
to the program.
Up,
how you doing down there? It's a good idea to stand next to Eddie and Ricky and try and stay out of trouble over there.
Yeah, I was walking in the stadium, and my dad recognized the voice right away. I knew it was him. So
He's pretty distinguishable.
Oh, really?
When you hear that voice.
What's that?
It's pretty distinguishable, that voice, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We heard him yelling, so that's how we knew.
Eddie said there's a big crowd of Ranger fans now gathering around you
guys.
Yeah,
there's definitely more Ranger fans here than Devil fans.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah.
But as long as they're all gathered around and talking about the show and the website, that's great.
Oh yeah, I better pass over the phone here because there's a couple people waiting to talk here. A couple hundred. All right, I'll pass it along. Talk to you later, Jim.
All right, Nick, enjoy the game.
Thanks, bye.
The great Nick Montemagno from Blue Shirt Banner and Rangers Tribune.
Section 12. Jimmy, it's Ricky. How are you?
Ricky, you're working
across. The mouth is completely engulfed. There's got to be 60 people around them right now waiting to get on the air.
That's great. Ricky, we have Rock on the line as well, and Chris from the UK has joined us.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, guys?
Yeah, no bad, son. You?
This is awesome. The site is blowing up. We've got people walking around here. They're recognizing the mouth. Everything's going great. I'm going to turn you over to these guys right now. They want to voice their opinion about Wade Redden, all right?
All right.
What's the first thing? Yeah. We're going to go to Jeff live, all right, Jimmy?
All right.
Hello?
Jeff, how are you? Welcome to Blue Shirt Banner Radio.
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you a listener to the program? Have you ever heard us
like
before?
Yes.
Oh, good. And you decided to come on anyway.
No.
That's good.
Yes, I did.
So where were you when you heard the news about Wade Redden?
I just heard it right now, to be honest with you.
Oh, wow.
You just heard?
Yeah. Yep.
Were you sleeping all day?
Yeah. Actually, I knew I was coming to the game, so I had to rest, you know. It's an awesome thing, though. It's about time they got rid of him.
Absolutely. So you're headed into the game. You got a big group of Ranger fans with you?
That's all I got with me.
Excellent.
Rangers all the way, baby.
All right. Well, Jeff, keep listening, and make sure you call into the show one night, all right?
You got it. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Go Rangers.
Wow, Jimmy, the show's really blowing up. Huh?
It's crazy. I wish I was there, even though it's York.
Hey, Jimmy, it's Rick. I'm back. We got a Sandy McCarthy jersey spotting.
Oh, boy.
We had a Ron Greschner jersey a couple minutes ago, and it was vintage. It was a Jerry Cosby jersey, so you know it's old.
Wow.
Nice.
Very big crowd, Jim.
Oh, we got a Devil team.
Hold on. Eddie's got a Devil fan that's going to go on. Hold on.
All right. Devil fan.
There goes the neighborhood, folks.
No,
are you there, Jimmy?
I am here. We're enjoying this.
I got a bona fide hillbilly, Devil fan here. Now, let me tell you something, my friend.
From Bloomfield, New Jersey.
Kidding. I mean it with love. This is a bona fide Devil fan. He's the head of the Mike Motow fan club, I believe. So, can you give us a Devil's perspective as a fan? How much you hate the Rangers, or do you have a hate for the New York Rangers? And here's my co-host, Jim Schmiedeberg.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, I'm sorry. What was your name?
My name is Sean.
Hey, Sean, how you doing tonight?
Good.
So how long have you been a Devils fan?
Ever since they came to Jersey.
Okay, so that was 1982, I believe?
Yeah, when they came from Colorado.
Okay, so were you a hockey fan before the Devils arrived, or you just kind of picked it up when they got there?
Well, when they got here, I was like 4 years old, so it was the first hockey I ever really knew.
Oh, okay. Where in Jersey are you from?
I'm actually from Newton, up in Sussex County.
Newton, okay. I used to have family up in that area.
I have
all right.
A goalie master to 70.
So does this break your heart to see the Rangers
do play for the... Oh, I'm loaded.
No, it doesn't break my heart. I don't have any hatred for the Rangers.
Really? Wow.
No, I have no hatred for the Rangers.
You are in the minority with the Devils fans.
Sure, a lot of Devils fans would argue, but you like who you like, and that's how it is.
Well, real quick, give me your take on where what you think the Devils are going to do this year.
Well, there's no option. You got to hope you win the Stanley Cup.
Do you think they're good enough to win the Stanley Cup?
Offensively, they're sound. Defensively, they're sound. It should be rather interesting.
All right, well, Sean, tell my partner to give you a Peter Pruko autograph.
Thanks
for being on the program.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Give me a Peter
Pruko. Peter Pruko. We have any more Peter Pruko memorabilia?
You can find out. It's free autograph photo.
Oh, all right. Well, let's see.
Game time,
all right.
Well, I want the Gatsby puck. You got nothing left?
It's a true Gatsby puck.
We got the Messier left. It's getting crazy.
I'll give him the Pruko if you give me the Messier.
All right. Switch Pruko is here. We're playing Let's Make a Deal. But I got another gentleman I want to talk to. We got no gift left. The budget is run out.
He's got the best hair at the Rock.
It does.
Ricky is now doing style comments here.
Yeah.
It's Eddie Mason.
All right, that's what we'll do. We'll give Jeff, right? Good, Jeff. You guys switched, though. You did the switch?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
And
thank you for going on with him.
Now, but I want to talk to this gentleman. We got nothing to give him.
This is a true Devil couple right here. We got to get the shot.
Oh, come on now. The show just went a little bit X-rated here. There was a devil couple. It was a black and white gentleman, and, of course, the goon had to say something. Always up there. We have nothing to give them, and we have nothing.
We'll give them a haircut. We'll take them to the Super
Bowl. Well,
Rich is giving away haircuts. We're over budget already on this show.
We're over budget, but maybe I'll give you my card. We'll send it. If you listen to the show, we give away stuff all the time. So... I'm going to put this last gentleman on about Wade Redden. I'm going to mail him something because he deserves something.
Okay.
What? So what do you think about – what's your name, by the way?
Ray.
What do you think about the Wade Redden waving? Is it Christmas come early? And here's my co-host, Jim, to talk you up or down from that. There we go. Hello?
Hi, Ray. Welcome to the program. You're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. So we've been asking this question of everybody tonight.
Nice,
where were you when you heard the news?
I have no hatred for anybody.
Excuse me?
Where were you when you heard the news about Wade Redden?
I honestly don't remember. I just heard it right now.
Oh, wow.
That was a big shock to me. I was a big fan.
You're a big fan of Wade Redden?
Yeah, I think he plays well. And, you know, it's a big heartbreak.
Okay. Ray, are you a Devils fan?
I'm a little bit of both. I'm not really too picky. I like both. So...
Okay.
All right.
Can you, all right. Well, Ray, if you could pass the phone back to Eddie, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I really have to talk.
All right. Thanks a million.
All right.
I don't know the hockey too well. This gentleman was very nice.
Right.
I like him. He's a good guy.
All right.
And we're back on the air.
Eddie,
so
Eddie,
I'm filming.
Eddie, I want you to have that guy Ray arrested.
Come on over.
Ryan Horwood fan. Oh, I guess not. The goon is like the P.T. Barnum. I got to give this guy a Bill Jackson. We got one puck.
Are you going to any Ranger home games this week?
No.
Tickets for it? Well, we'll give you tickets. Give me your phone, start, write your address.
Yeah, there you go.
Send you a puck.
Bill Gags would be.
We would put Ricky
old time
the
Ranger. There you go.
No, you don't. Give it back. I'll send you a free to Pruko puck in the mail.
All right. Yeah. Let's give it to him. He thinks we're never going to send it to him. That's it. Take care, fellas.
What's going on? Joey the Bull is here.
Joey the Bull live and in person.
Ranger.
Oh, a Ranger fan?
Ranger devil.
Wait a minute, you changed your mind in mid-sentence?
I'm a heel.
A guy is a heel, I got to tell you. I think it's the low tide here in Newark is damaging the senses of a lot of, and he just left.
The heel has just left. He just walked away from me. Jeez. And what time is this game over? I mean, what is this?
Erasing the Valor Kettle autograph.
They are erasing the Valor Kettle autograph we gave and just keeping the picture. Devil fan.
So Eddie, did Ricky come out of there with a...
What?
Eddie, did Ricky come down there with like a big swag bag?
Yeah.
He did. He came out with a Mark Stahl jersey, signed Peter Prucker pucks, a Bill Gatsby signed puck. Don't ask me where he got that from. I think he signed it in a Hummer on the way over.
He had a guy on the PATH train sign that puck.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm here with the delinquents, the wacky people. Check that gut out. And you got a lot of people. And I'm pointing the camera
kid.
Near me. And the goon is here, ladies and gentlemen. We have to head in. I have to urinate. I just want to make some comments as I it looks like Nichelle Nichols from Star Trek is here, Mrs. O'Hara. Trying to...
O'Hara's.
Yeah, those are horrors.
Oh.
Come on over.
We're
going to
put your devil
wait a minute. Jackie Lama has just come here. Screw those devil fans. Jackie
yeah, we got
Lama
a fan to talk to.
Is live, not wearing her Blackhawks jersey.
I was wearing my Candy-ass jersey, but...
here is Jackie Lama live, and she's with...
Jerry?
Yes. All right. So this is a mouth live. I got Jackie Lama and a friend, and they're going to talk about. Come on, Wade Redden. He's a Donner.
Bye-bye, Wade. Bye.
Hey,
turn around with you.
Jump
over the bridge,
you bastard.
And the Ranger fans, very vociferous. Right. Very.
All right.
So,
Eddie, I wonder if before you head in to go to the bathroom, do you still have a good group of Ranger fans around you?
Yeah, pretty good.
Since we have Chris here listening, can we maybe get a Let's Go Rangers chant going there and let's just
Jim wants us to get a Let's Go Rangers chant going.
Let's go Rangers!
My other friends are over there. Let's go Rangers!
And there you have it.
Let's go Rangers!
Let's go Rangers! We're doing it
because
we can.
And the Devil fans running away.
We're at home away from home.
That's Jackie Lama. I'm always entertaining Jackie Lama. Oh, wait, the goon is now stripping down. Ricky's showing his tattoos of his goalie mask. So, all right, Jimmy, we're going to head in for now. It's been pandemonium here, absolute chaos.
All right, buddy. Eddie, thanks for calling in. And if you want, give me a call when you get home.
Wait, hold on. We got a girl, and it's showing her thigh. I haven't seen this.
Now we're
talking. Hold on.
Now it's a show.
Wait, hold on. We got to get film of this and audio.
Now it's a show.
I haven't seen a woman's thigh since seventh grade. There we go. Oh, that's being a Ranger fan. Wait, we got another tattoo here.
Eddie, I've seen
you guys are a psycho.
Seventh grade.
And her name is Jerry.
Jerry,
would you go on the air with Jim and talk him? Beautiful Ranger tattoo on her left shoulder. Nice. Jerry, here's Jim from Blue Shirt Fan of Radio.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hi, Jerry. Jerry, I believe you and I have spoken on Facebook, so welcome to the program.
I can't hear you. What?
I believe you and I have spoken on Facebook. Welcome to the program.
I think so.
Yeah. So, I'm doing well. You're headed into the game with Jackie. Are you going to get arrested?
Oh, yeah. We're going to kick some devil's ass somewhere. Some fan.
All right. Well,
we are.
All right. Well, you guys have a good time. Be careful. It is Newark, after all. And
I was born and raised here.
That's right, baby. I was born in Newark, too.
Born and raised. We're good. We can handle these guys.
All right. Well, just remember your
gang. Hold on. Jackie wants you. All right, honey. Take care.
Oh.
What's up, Jimbo?
Hello, Jackie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the program. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, you too. You should be here with us instead of all the way over there out in Phoenix.
I know. I'll be with you guys in November.
Yeah, okay.
And we have Rob and Chris on the phone. Chris, you can join us.
Yeah. You should. You should see it. It's always more Ranger fan here than stupid Devil fan. So.
Well, that
should be a good night. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. Go into the game. Have a good time. Let me talk to Eddie real quick, and
okay.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Hang on a second, hon.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Jim. It's a. What?
Everything I said to Jackie went completely over there.
Let me ask Jimmy a question.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think she heard a word he said.
Ricky wants to ask you a question. I'm playing photo man here.
Okay.
Jimmy?
Ricky.
I've never seen anything like it. The Mouth just had a woman expose herself here to show us a New York Ranger tattoo on the inner thigh. The show would have gotten taken off of regular cable. We would have been censored. And it's only New York Ranger fans would have Ranger tattoos an inch away from the vajayjay.
Right.
Wow.
Right. See, this is the best show we've ever had.
This is the best live broadcast I've ever done. 15 years of pro wrestling. I've never seen a Vince McMahon tattoo by a vajayjay, but I am seeing a New York Ranger tattoo on private parts I never thought I would see, other than calling one of the devils that word here at the Rock.
Well, that is beautiful. You guys have a good time, and I hope you got a picture of that tattoo.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
All right, Jimmy, here's the Mouth. I'll let him finish up.
All right.
I have to say, it's an all-star cast here outside the Pebble. Devil fans running in fear from this crew, I can tell you that much.
All right, so are you guys going to head in now?
Yeah, we're going to head in now, Jim, and I have to say it's been a fantastic evening. And I got to say, I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I got to tell you, Ricky's like a P.T. Barnum out here, corralling all kinds of people. And we're in Section 12. I don't know where that is. That better be ice level. I'm only used to high class. I don't do anything low class. Oh, that's right. We're at the Rock. We're already low class.
That's right. All right, well, listen. Enjoy the game. Give me a call when you get home. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care, Jimmy, my boy.
All right. Have fun.
Wow.
That was exciting. How great was that?
That was classic.
They've got all kinds of stuff going on down there. All right. So we got about 7 minutes to go. Let's bring Robbie in. Robbie, how are you? Thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
What's going on?
Say hello to, we got Rock and Chris from the UK on the line.
Yeah,
Robbie.
What's going on, Chris? I got to miss you on right now, and I'm watching Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. What do you think of that?
Very nice.
Very good, yeah. But I'm going to say, I'm very happy.
I don't want to spoil the end for you, but Mattel wins it in double overtime.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll put the phone right next to the thing in a few minutes. But anyway, I'm glad to know we have $6.5 million off of the cap. It's I was hoping that they would do that. So I wish they would have done it last year. So now that gives us more flexibility. So I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But I think that I haven't been this optimistic about the Rangers in a while because I'd say, and I said this before, they haven't really overspent like they did in the past 10 years. They did spend it. They actually filled in the holes instead of just recklessly spending money. So it's good. Gavrik had two goals. Frolov had a goal, too. Biron could have played a little bit better, but, you know, it's pretty good. But I'm pretty optimistic. I'm looking forward to the season.
I think we all are at this point, especially now. So
yeah.
It'll be fun getting ready for the big game tonight.
Yeah,
and
I can't wait. But I got to tell you this, though. I don't know what I'm going to do, though, if I have to see the Flyers of baseball clinch the division right in front of the Rangers of baseball's faces, if you know what I mean by that.
I don't want to talk about baseball, Robbie. You know that. Come on.
Yeah, I know, but I can't deal with them anymore. I can't deal with them anymore. They just the Rangers.
You're killing my buzz.
Yeah, the Rangers have got to be a savior from the Mets.
Well, they can't.
I think
much
they'll be definitely better than the Mets this year.
Yeah, hope so. But no, it's, you know, season's coming up. Because I was going to ask Eddie this on banter, but you guys didn't get to me. But it's all right. Do you think that the Rangers will make the playoffs this year?
I think they will.
You know, my opinion changes on that almost daily. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but I'm okay with that. I really am, as long as I see progress.
Yeah, that's true. But I usually try not to make two predictions because I'm very superstitious, and I really don't like this thing, because I believe it jinxes them. But I think I have a big surprise for you guys coming up right here.
Never gets old.
Nice.
Never gets old.
Well,
did you guys
here.
Get that?
Wait, yeah, oh, absolutely. Here, one good turn deserves another.
Takes off for the Devils, plays it cross ice into the far corner. Beto moves into intercept. Beto behind the net. Swings it across. He's gone! Beto! Defend Beto! And the Rangers have one more hill to climb, baby! But it's North Vancouver!
Because we get the TV with Sam Rosen, but, you know, that was the radio with Howie Rose. But hopefully I'll get to see a Stanley Cup in my lifetime. I hope it's sooner than later. But all right, well.
You'll see one in your lifetime, Robbie. Just promise me you'll live to at least 70.
Yeah. I hope so.
That's 54 years for you.
Yeah.
All right, Robbie. We'll check you out. We'll talk to you on Tuesday night, all right? We're going to be on Tuesday this week because the Rangers have a game. So we'll see you Tuesday
all
night
right,
at 8
Tuesday,
o'clock.
Let's go Rangers, baby. I'm so pumped for them, all right?
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
All right. That was Robbie. Guys, we got just about 2 minutes to go. Chris, I don't know if you got the. I just sent you a link on Skype Messenger. I'm not sure if you got it there, but if you looked, it was a link from somebody else in the chat room that may help you out as far as watching the game.
Right. Thank you very much.
All right. So, guys, I thank you both for joining me. It's been a pleasure. Rock, I appreciate you stepping in. Chris, I'm ecstatic. I'm ecstatic that you were able to call in. It's been a lot of fun. It was great to finally talk to you live instead of having to email back and forth and listen to your audio clips. And as I've told you many times, we appreciate your support and keep turning on those people over there onto hockey and have them listen to our show. The more the merrier.
I will, Jim. No, thanks very much. It's been great. And you keep doing what you're doing. It's fabulous. And I hope to call in again very, very soon.
All right, Chris. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Take care. Have a good night.
Take care.
Hopefully you get to enjoy the game.
Yeah, we'll do. Take care, guys.
Take it
easy. Let's go, Rangers.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. That was Chris calling in from the UK. Guys, just about a minute to go. Again, I'll just throw this out there one more time. We will be on. There's the 90-second warning. We will be on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock instead of Wednesday this week. And like I said, I've told you guys before, we're still working on what the schedule is going to be for the season because the Rangers, you know, different nights. So some weeks will be on Mondays, some weeks will be on Tuesdays, some weeks it'll be Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays. We'll be on every night of the week at some point by the time the season's over. So we'll Eddie and I got to sit down, put together the schedule. We also want to make sure we want to compare it to the Paulie D show. We don't want to step on his toes, so. We'll put it all together. We'll post it up for you guys once it's done. We should have it in the next week or so. And Rock, again, it's been a pleasure.
Welcome, Jimmy. Anytime, my friend.
I'll talk to you on Tuesday night, hopefully. Enjoy the game.
I will.
And guys, thank you again. I appreciate all of you spending your Saturday night with us. We had a great turnout tonight, both here and at the Pebble. That was a lot of fun. I can't wait to listen back to it. And it sounds like they were having a blast down there. And everybody's excited. It's been a good night. We do wish Wade Redden all the best, just not in New York. And what did Ronald Reagan once say? Our long national nightmare is over.
Yeah, it's over.
So all right, guys, we'll see you Tuesday night. Thanks again. See you then.
You good.